Hello, and welcome to the May 3rd, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your guide to what's happening in the zodiac. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. The celestial agenda for May 3rd to May 10th and beyond. As I reported last week, we now have a new planetary setup in the zodiac, a pattern that will be bringing all sorts of situations during the rest of this month and the first half of June. The final piece of the puzzle moved into position today, Sunday, May 3rd. Mars is now in Taurus. The main feature of this pattern is that Mars, planet of action and fast results, is opposed by Saturn, planet of caution and delay. Saturn's propensity to resist any change is enhanced because it is currently retrograde. Both Mars and Saturn are first-class malefics in Vedic astrology, and their interaction is not a harmonious one. The results of this planetary pattern will be stress, tension, anger, and violence. Then there's Mercury, planet of ideas, communications, reasons, information. Mercury's normally rational approach gets damaged by the impatient, hasty, forceful Mars. The Mercury-Mars combo tends to think too fast, jump to conclusions, and make mistakes. Retrograde Saturn's aspect adds in stress and a sense of crisis. Then, starting on May 18th, Mercury will go into a retrograde phase, which will definitely screw things up further. More details on Mercury retrograde and its effects in an upcoming show. So, now let's proceed to delineating the potential effects of the Mars-Mercury-Saturn configuration for each of the 12 zodiacal signs. A reminder, this analysis is according to the Vedic astrology's sidereal rising sign. If you are using Western astrology, you have to convert to the sidereal zodiac, which means backing up 24 degrees, almost a whole sign. So, if you are Cancer rising in your Western chart, then you will likely be Gemini rising in Vedic astrology. We start with the first sign of the zodiac, Aries. For Aries people, Mars and Mercury are in the second house, with Saturn opposite in the eighth. This arrangement of planets introduces a conflict between the second house of your finances and the eighth house of involvement with others, usually the partner's, finances. Mars and Mercury indicate the action comes from your end. Mars, planet of action, in the second house of money, is a spendy kind of energy. Retrograde Saturn shows the resistance coming from your opposite number. This conflict has its base in another meaning of the second and eighth houses, your values versus your significant other's values. Also, Mars, planet of combat, in the second house of speech, along with Mercury, planet of communication, indicates harsh speech and arguments. If you are Taurus rising, you will have Mars and Mercury in your ascendant, and Saturn opposite in your seventh house. The planetary pattern pits your personal action and need for results, and your ego, against someone opposite to you who wants things to stay as they are. Mars transiting in the first house wants action now. Mercury chimes in with reasons. Retrograde Saturn in the seventh house shows that your opposite number is trying to control you, to slow you down, even stop you from achieving your objectives. It's a frustrating situation with a strong potential for activating the Taurus Bull's famed explosive violence. Gemini rising people will have Mars and Mercury in the 12th house, with Saturn putting on the pressure from the 6th house. Both the 12th house and the 6th house have negative meanings, so this is a potentially rough situation. Mars in the 12th house is the planet of conflict in the house of the subconscious. It's also the planet of attack in the house of hidden actions. Translation: an attack from a hidden opponent, in other words, someone working against you from behind your back. Saturn transiting in the 6th house of enemies can give an intractable enemy, especially because it's retrograde. If you are Cancer rising, then Mars and Mercury are transiting in your 11th house, with Saturn opposite in your 5th house. Mars in the 11th house is the planet of action in the house of goals and ambitions. Mercury adds in mental activities, communications with friends and associates. But Saturn, the planet of responsibilities, is obstructing from the house of lover and child. So the choice is between 11th house type larger group actions and ambitions out in the world versus personal life obligations. Leo people get to experience Mars and Mercury in the 10th house of professional activities and community deeds. Leo's need for public involvement and approval will be strongly activated by having the planet of action plus the planet of ideas together in this part of their chart. But then there's Saturn, planet of limitations, holding back from the 4th house of home life. The problem is how to satisfy responsibilities on the home front while still finding time and energy to move forward with career and community activities. If you are Virgo rising, Mars brings action to your 9th house of higher learning and long-distance travel. Mercury itself is a significator of travel and study, so this is a good combination for taking a trip or engaging in pursuing loftier subjects. But retrograde Saturn in your 3rd house says that you have a long list of everyday activities, and those daily routines that need to be taken care of are what's gonna keep you closer to home. For Libra rising people, Mars and Mercury are transiting in the 8th house of partners, money, and financial involvement with others, indicating action on that front. But retrograde Saturn puts up resistance from your 2nd house of personal finance and personal values, indicating a conflict between your resources, maybe the lack of them, and whatever your partner has, or their values. Mars and Mercury in the 8th house gives rise to arguments over money and shared resources. Scorpio rising people are already having a tough time this year with Saturn, an enemy planet for Scorpio, transiting in the 1st house of self. Now the pressure really builds up with Mars, planet of combat, in the house of relationships, spouse, clients, and the direct enemy. Mercury again brings in the communications factor, but on the opponent's side. This is a stressful pattern. You can expect challenges from others, especially from your significant other, or business partner, or from a disgruntled client. For Sagittarius rising charts, the Mars-Mercury combination lands in the sixth house. This is actually not so bad. Mars in the sixth house of difficulties is good for overcoming problems and for fighting back. Of course, Mars is also what causes the problem in the first place. Mercury brings reason and facts to the fight. Opposite, in the 12th house, is Saturn, which is a rough transit indicating, in general, endings, expense, and loss. So, you had better be careful, or you'll end up with a Pyrrhic victory. For Capricorn rising people, Mars and Mercury will be in the fifth house. This position gives mixed results. It can be good for starting a creative project, putting energy into playing games or sports with your kids, or pouring efforts into your spiritual practice. But Mars is too forceful a planet for good results in the fifth house romance department. In any case, Saturn, the planet of limitation and obligation, isn't helping from its position in your 11th house, where it compels you to pay attention to the needs of your associates rather than the personal satisfactions of the 5th house. Aquarius rising people have Mars and Mercury transiting in their 4th house, the house of home, property, domestic life, mother, and education. The Mars-Mercury combination is good for a home project or pursuing some studies, but Mars, the planet of conflict, doesn't contribute towards domestic bliss, nor is it helpful for interaction with your mother. In any case, retrograde Saturn in your 10th house of career activities is going to force you to pay attention to your responsibilities in that sphere. So what you get is a tough balancing act between home life and professional necessities. And for Pisces rising, the Mars-Mercury combo shows up in your 3rd house, which itself isn't bad. The planet of action, Mars, in your house of initiative and making efforts, is an appropriate energy for getting projects going, and Mercury adds the rational thinking element to help make it a reality. But, once again, retrograde Saturn obstructs from its position in the 9th house of morals, father, guru, religion, which can manifest as opposition to your efforts from your father or guru, or moral obligations that interfere with your desires and obstruct your initiative. Okay, so, let's see, there you have it, a basic rundown of the effects of this three-planet combo for each of the 12 signs. Remember that this planetary pattern will be happening from May 3rd until it breaks up in the middle of June. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.